You must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. says an Iranian-backed group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq is behind the drone attack that killed three service members in Jordan and injured more than 40 National Guard members. That umbrella group includes the Hezbollah brigades based in Iraq that says it's pausing operations against the U.S. military in the region. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is skeptical.
We're not going to take it at face value. And we recognize that they're not the only group that has been attacking our troops and our facilities in Iraq and Syria.
The White House says the U.S. will strike multiple targets in response to the attack. The attorney for Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger is asking for a change of venue and outside jury, saying a fair and impartial jury cannot be found in Latah County, where the off-campus stabbing murders of four University of Idaho students occurred in 2022. The Reserve Board leaving interest rates unchanged for now, citing positive economic data. But the Fed says more work is needed to tame inflation. This is ABC News. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified on Capitol Hill about the threat to U.S. infrastructure, saying Chinese hackers are working the hardest to breach routers, including the nation's energy sectors.
FBI Director Christopher Wray told Congress Wednesday that China is the, quote, defining threat of our generation. And every day, China steals American technology and innovation. The White House says it's closely monitoring Wray's warning about Chinese hackers preparing to target critical U.S. infrastructure. National Security spokesman John Kirby.
This is something we monitor very closely all the time, and we take all these threats seriously. You have to.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A few years ago, Alaska did not have enough snow. Now there's too much. Anchorage has received more than 100 inches of snow in just a matter of weeks, leading to some commercial rooftops to collapse. That same round of storms also delivering another punch to the West Coast. Northern California could see 10 days of straight rain and snow. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump has a 5-point lead over President Biden in Wisconsin in the latest poll. The Bloomberg News Morning Consult survey polled close to 5,000 registered voters between the 16th and the 22nd of this month. Trump's lead is wider than the poll's 4-point margin of error. Republican bills to ban race-based programs at the universities of Wisconsin are moving through the legislature. They got a hearing this morning. Democratic Senator Kelda Roy says diversity is still important because racism is still a problem.
There have been a whole host of public policy decisions that were made that have created deep inequalities that remain to this day. They're not part of history. They're not part of the past.
The UW Board of Regents recently agreed to limits to diversity efforts in exchange for state funding. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
In a local news note, Price County Sheriff Brian Schmidt reports that on Saturday, January 27th, at approximately 4:13 a.m., the Price County Sheriff's Office received a call from a third party advising of a possible suicidal subject who had just killed his wife, located at a residence on South Middle Lake Road in the township of Elk. When deputies of the Price County Sheriff's Office arrived on scene, they were unable to make contact with anyone inside the home. Deputies made entry into the residence, where they located two deceased subjects. The victims, Patricia Cooper of Cottage Grove, Minnesota, was found deceased with apparent gunshot injuries. Richard Cooper of Cottage Grove, Minnesota, was found deceased with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The investigation is ongoing. The Price County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Price County Coroner's Office, the Park Falls Police Department, the Phillips Police Department, the Price County District Attorney's Office, by the Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office, and by the Central Price County Ambulance Service.
Marquette with a win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a victory over Villanova. 85-80, the Golden Eagles now with a five-game winning streak. Thanks to Tyler Kolick with a career-high 32 points. They play Saturday at Georgetown. Baseball, the Brewers general manager Matt Arnold says he's excited. They were able to sign first baseman Reese Hoskins in free agency from the Phillies.
We couldn't be more thrilled to have Reese here. And I think we talked about kind of over the course of the offseason, you know, this was the kind of player that we were looking for. You know, I mean, this is a guy that has a long track record of being a really, really good hitter. He's had some huge hits in really big games. That's what we're looking for.
NFL Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark has been named to the Pro Bowl. I asked him, how could they have dominated the 49ers offense through 3.5 quarters and let the game slip away?
Yeah, I feel like we did that pretty much the whole game. The last, what, 6 minutes of the game. It's tough. It's tough.
It's the Packers' Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sand Trap Bar and Grill in Phillips. The golf course is closed for the season, but the bar and grill will be open all winter. Come see us Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chef Derek starts Thursdays with a great special, followed by Friday fish fry and prime rib on Saturday. We have a full menu of delicious salads, wraps, sandwiches, dinners, and more. Have you tried our homemade pizza? Golf Course Road is just 2 miles west of Phillips on County Road F. See you soon.
Trusted for nearly 60 years, Phillips Medisize is a global leader in front-end design, development, and manufacturing solutions for highly regulated industries, and is a proud Lager United Booster Club sponsor.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy this evening, mostly cloudy overnight, and some areas of fog, lows into the upper 20s. And for tomorrow, more clouds than sun, highs approaching 40 degrees. We'll look for a good amount of sunshine on Friday, highs into the low 40s, and more 40s for the weekend. Currently, it's 37.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
The world won't ever lie to. The flies don't start themselves.
Country.
Brand new country.
Between a rock and a hard place.
I love the music.
It might be gravel, but it feels like gold.
I listen to it all the time.
98Q Country.
Stay here right beside me and watch as
at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
We could change. That was Carly Pearce featuring Chris Stapleton with We Don't Fight Anymore to finish off a three in a row that we started with Keith Urban and some Megan Maroney, some Tennessee Orange, then some Days Go By here on 98Q Country. And we've got more of today's favorites and yesterday's classics coming, but I've got to interrupt that for another community notice, as if I haven't been doing that for the last 3 hours. The Flambeau Area Sportsman's Banquet. This one's a little farther ahead, y'all, so mark the calendars in advance. Saturday, March 16th, the Legion Post 182 in Park Falls is hosting a social hour starting at 4:30. The dinner starts at 6:30, and tickets are on sale for $25. Activities include gun raffles, games, and auctions. To purchase tickets, please call Leroy Schultz at 715-762-4413, or you can mail in your order to Flambeau Area Sportsman's Club, care of Leroy Schultz, N15651 East Road, in Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Only 125 tickets will be sold, so order early. Proceeds to help financially support educational programs and the preservation of hunting, fishing, and shooting sports heritage. Just a little tidbit that I heard within the last couple months. Please don't quote me on this because I very much do not recall the source of the info, but I remember it being, I generally am pretty decent about checking sources and only paying attention to things that make sense to pay attention to. I'm not the end-all be-all on the fact-checking. I just mean that if I research something and it sticks in my mind, it's generally from a pretty decent source. But forgive me, I digress. It was a piece of information stating that we're just a couple generations away from basically the end of duck hunting. With the decline that we've seen generation on generation, and that's fine. It's okay that ducks aren't being hunted. They don't need to be hunted, even for environmental reasons, though it does have an impact if they overpopulate. It's frankly not that severe. But it was stated this past fall that there were not enough duck hunters to significantly affect the duck population in, I believe it was the U.S. It might have even been in North America. That is just crazy to me as somebody who grew up with hunting right in our wheelhouse. You know, there's a designated gun cabinet in the corner over there, as a lot of us can empathize with. It's kind of crazy to hear that we haven't significantly affected the duck population with hunting in quite a while. So efforts like this, the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Banquet, to preserve the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports heritage become all the more important. Like I said, is it necessarily something horrifyingly lost if kids don't feel like hunting anymore? Not necessarily. As long as they're replacing that activity with something wholesome and productive and something good for the community, excellent. It's fine that you're not off hunting. But if those activities are not being replaced with something wholesome, productive, and healthy for the economy, for the local community, then it's time to turn our attention to how we can preserve those cultural aspects that make the Northwoods unique. While you do that, put that March 16th date in your calendar, 4:30 p.m. dinner. That's at the Legion Post 182. I'm going to keep the country music rolling. Who will we put up first? Let's see. Let's roll some Jake Owen. I don't think I've played Jake today. We've got some more Morgan Wallen. He's doing great lately, along with Bailey Zimmerman, and that'll make it three in a row. I don't plan these ahead of time. Check with me back in about 15 minutes. I'll have another one ready to go. Just for you, here on 98Q Country.
Celebrating Black History Month, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. The founders of Playfessionals hope their company keeps young professionals in Minnesota.
We try to expose as many professionals to as many businesses as possible.
You work for, you know, one of the corporations, that's what you know. You know, they don't really focus on the social aspect that keeps folks here.
Realizing that, hey, I'm around like-minded people.
Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief this time of year when everyone is sick. Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Introducing.
Hi, folks. This is Keith Urban.
You know, I just makes me feel good. It's all you. No lies, baby.
You're the only girl in my. It's my station.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
dressed up means a button-down shirt and a good pair of jeans. Wasn't Sunday supper without collard greens. Dad was boss, Christ is king. Friday night was living for them lights to come on. Then I turned to Miller Lights when I turned 21. There's some things about me that I can't change. I'll always be the man that
you thank you.
98qcountry.com.
That is indeed where it ends. That's where it ends from Bailey Zimmerman. To finish off a three in a row here on 98Q Country, got another community update for you. February 24th, a little under a month away, there's an ice fishing tournament, the Turtle Flambeau Flowage Ice Fishing Jamboree. This ice fishing tournament, held in memory of Klaus Kratke, is headquartered out of Donner's Bay Resort on the Turtle Flambeau Flowage from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on February 24th. Cash prizes will be given for the largest fish caught in several categories, and there will be hot food and hot drinks as well as cold beverages available. And there will also be tickets for many raffles that will take place that day. Proceeds go toward Turtle Flambeau Flowage Association activities, and they do need that funding, so put it in the calendar. This is going to be fun for all. The resort is located just off of Iron County Highway FF between Mercer and Butternut on Hiawatha Road in Butternut, 54514, Snowmobile Trail number 9. Is a good positional marker for the area. Luke Combs, Lee Bryce, and Warren Zeters make up the three in a row that I'm about to throw right at your forehead here on 98Q Country. After this.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy this evening, mostly cloudy overnight, and some areas of fog, lows into the upper 20s. And for tomorrow, more clouds than sun, highs approaching 40 degrees. We'll look for a good amount of sunshine on Friday, highs into the low 40s, and more 40s for the weekend. Currently, it's 37.
There's a whole lot more.
Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Why do I have the only woman who believed in me religiously?
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
Your cares turn me to stone.
statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway. I know just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong.
Mine. A little marshal took her on the radio.
Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Little Poison from Warren Zeters. I promised I'd throw it right at your forehead. Hopefully it didn't hit too hard. I've got another community update here. My favorite one in the entire binder. Not to knock any of the other ones for worthiness or entertainment value, but this one's special. It's the toilet seat races. Snow Bears and the Glidden Fire Department's annual toilet seat races will be taking place at the town of Jacobs Town Hall on Saturday, February 17th. Registration starts at 11. The races start at noon. There will be four classes of race. $10 per entry with 100% payout. Those four classes include toddlers, juniors, Pounder Puff, and the open. That open's going to be an absolute throwdown. All of them will be incredibly entertaining, though. So swing on by the toilet seat races. Not only will there be toilet seat races, there will also be a soup and chili cook-off open to the public. However, if you plan to participate in the cook-off, you must use USDA meats. No exceptions. There will also be a meat raffle, or you can enter for a chance to win a new TV. There's a bucket raffle, or a chance to win a trip to Vegas. There's a lot more than just toilet seat races going on at the toilet seat races. I mean, go figure. Fire department will also be selling beer and brats for their own benefit. If you've got questions, you can call Jeff at 715-264-6242 or Bob 608-852-7436. That's enough of the toilet seat races for today.
You better bet at 3 p.m. tomorrow we're going to be talking about this again. We're going to pop back over to the country charts, though. Chris Young and Mitchell Tenpenny will lead off the next three in a row with At the End of a Bar here on 98Q Country.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders with Navage Nasal Care. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles. All the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Even better, Navage is HSA, FSA eligible. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Visit Bader Sports Center for all your ice fishing needs. Stock up on live bait and grab some Stormy Cromer apparel for the entire family. Check out great deals on compound bows and save on last year model crossbows. Try before you buy in their in-store archery range. Explore custom-built burnt elk decor and unique metal art, along with Jackson Louis candies, Deer Creek Angus, and more. Inside Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin, next to Pick and Save. Open Saturday until 6 and Sundays from 8 to 1. Visit their Facebook for more.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Get $5 off at AlignProbiotics.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy this evening, mostly cloudy overnight, and some areas of fog, lows into the upper 20s. And for tomorrow, more clouds than sun, highs approaching 40 degrees. We'll look for a good amount of sunshine on Friday, highs into the low 40s, and more 40s for the weekend. Currently 35 degrees.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.